flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's Company Live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop joining us right now as the head coach of your Washington Wizards. He's powered by Verizon. It's Coach Brian Keefe. Hey, Coach.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Hey, before we get started, I just, on behalf of the Wizards organization, I just want to give thoughts and prayers out to all the people affected and families affected by the plane crash here in the last couple of days. Really, obviously, a tough moment for this city and people around the country, around the world, unfortunately, but just wanted to put that out there. We're obviously, those people are in our hearts and minds, but appreciate you guys having me on.
No, thanks for coming on, Coach.
That's very nice of you. Thank you.
As we turn to the performance on the court, maybe we should apologize because the four of us went to a game together and you guys won.
We did.
But we haven't been back.
We're the good luck charm.
We need to go together back since the Charlotte Hornets game. So maybe we should all go back. And
it was December 26th, day after Christmas, Coach.
Yeah, you guys should be coming more. We should have told me this. I would have had you guys floor seats for the rest of the year.
Yeah, floor seats.
I'm down.
And or the Hennessy Loft just blocked off. Just as it says reserved for the Junks.
No, I think when you go to those floor seats, because I've been there a few times, you get amazing food too.
I've never sat on the floor. I don't know.
Yeah,
this.
Like the Caesar's Lounge. They got like a carving station for you.
I see how you guys are operating, what you need. We'll make sure you guys are
taken
care of.
Thank you.
Case has never touched the wood.
I haven't. But I'm not as snobby as EB. He has to have the wood.
I like to be on the wood.
The Hennessy Lofts are great for me. But look, I would take a floor seat if I get one.
All right. You know what? I'm going to make a pact. I'm coming back. I'm going to bring the good mojo.
So, Coach, what's it like? You guys have lost 16 in a row. Okay, there's no getting around it. We'd love to like talk like positive vibes as a head coach of a team in this situation. And we knew it was going to be a tough situation. You guys are rebuilding. You have a lot of young players, and there's definitely some positives to talk about with the young players. What's it like for you, day in and day out?
You know, it's we're not going to run from where we are or where we are right now. I talked about this yesterday, but you know, you accept the challenge and this is some of these moments where you dig in and you show your resiliency, you know, for our whole group. And, you know, I'm a part of that. I'm the leader of the guys on the court. But one thing is, I know, is we're all in this together, the whole organization. The players, all of us are committed to getting better every day. And, you know, we're not running from where we are. We got to dig in and get better. So it's not where we want to be, but I believe that we're planting the seeds and doing the things that are going to lead us to be sustainable. And that I feel good about. But we're never going to run and hide from what we are right now.
Is the challenge a lot tougher than you thought it was going to be before the season started?
No, I've been in these situations before. I've done this before with different teams. I embrace where the challenge of all of it. And the one thing that's great is I have a great group of guys on the team who are committed and want to get better. And we are improving in some ways that people won't see at times, and I can see that. And sometimes when you go through these situations, you can develop in a grit and resiliency that's going to carry over. You just sometimes don't realize it. And I believe in the ethic, work ethic, and the character of this group that we're going to push through this.
Coach Keefe, have you ever had the challenge of trying to coach 7 guys on the roster who are 22 or younger? What is that like with all the youth that obviously has been brought onto this roster over the past 2 or 3 seasons?
I have. And those guys are a joy. First of all, they're guys who love to work. They have great work ethic. They love to be in the gym. So, like, those guys have been tremendous. They're obviously learning and growing and going through the fire of the NBA, which is a tough, tough task. But they haven't backed down from anything. They've been challenged by us or the team or the opponents. So I like where those guys are at and like where some of those guys are going. And they're developing, I think, the habits necessary to be consistent in the league, which is what everybody is aiming for. So I've enjoyed those guys. We got great guys, as I said before, and I love their work ethic and what they're about.
All right, so if you're a Wizards fan, we're talking to the head coach, Brian Keefe. I think there are some reasons for optimism. Let's start, number one, with Alex Saar. We met him before the season. Seems like a great kid, and he's one of 3 guys that make the Rising Stars team for the All-Star game. But Saar, of course, is the headliner, the second pick. Talk about his development and what you think he can be in the coming years.
Yeah, he's been tremendous. Obviously, he's gotten better each month, each week. He's a fast learner. And you're starting to see his impact on the game. We all see the defensive impact, the protecting the rim, the shot blocking, but it's also his ability to play on the perimeter, guard small guys. And I think offensively what you've been seeing is a guy who we can play through on offense in terms of his passing ability, his ability to put the ball on the floor. Obviously, the shooting has improved. So I think you're starting to see layers of his game that we're still learning, to be honest, because he is so young. But I think that he's got a very bright future because of the stuff I talked about earlier. The work ethic, the time in the gym, his care for the game, the way he takes care of himself. Those things bode well for a guy with his talent ability, but it's really his mental makeup that I think, you know, we're never going to put a ceiling on any of these guys. I'm not going to project how high, because I think he could go as high as he wants as we kind of develop. But we're learning his game, and I think we're going to see more and more as we grow out throughout the rest of the year.
Now, he got hurt in the Dallas game, right? He hurt his ankle, and he hadn't played since. When do you expect him back?
Hopefully not too long. Don't have a timeline on it yet, but he is doing. He is progressing.
Did he just roll it?
Yeah, he stepped on someone's foot.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So painful.
Yeah, that's hard, especially for a big guy.
All right, so EB mentioned this on the show earlier. Bub Carrington's a guy, very young too, who shows a lot of promise. It seems like you moved him from the starting lineup, out of the starting lineup? Are you just trying to shake things up? What do you see from Bub?
Bub's been great. Obviously, I started him from day one. And like you said, very young. I think he's one of the youngest guys in the draft, maybe. Mm-hmm. And one thing about Bub is he's got fearlessness about him. And he showed that from the first game when we played Boston. He went right at those guys who were obviously some great players on that team. He's got great size. But he helps us get organized, pushes the pace. He's a great rebounder, playmaker for his size. The lineup changes, just looking at different combinations. Obviously, we put Keyshawn George in, I'm sure we'll talk about in a second, but just looking for different combinations, different things. Bud's still playing about the same minutes, but he's been tremendous. Obviously, another guy who made the rookie sophomore game, the Rising Stars game, I guess they call it now. Mm-hmm.
What's the magic number you guys want to see as a team in terms of 3-point field goal percentage from your guys?
Attempts, you know, we kind of aim to take around that 40 mark. When we're playing well and the ball's moving, which we feel like that's when you guys were at some of the, you were, I guess, at that last mm-hmm. one. We're playing well, the ball's really moving, we're getting in the paint, and we're kicking out to our shooters. So the number's in that 40 range. I think that's a good number for us. Sometimes it goes a little bit above that, you know, in the 45 range, but we want to get shots at the rim. We want to play in transition. That starts with our defense, but if we can stay in that 40 range and the way the NBA's played nowadays, I think that's a good number for us.
Now, what I really meant, though, was individually from individual players, like, say, a Bob Carrington or Alex Saar or Bilal Coulibaly, I meant...
What's the magic percentage?
Yeah, what's the magic percentage you want from those guys firing threes?
Oh, shooting percentage?
Yeah.
You know, I think those guys have been, as you can... One thing you know in the league, when first guys come in, they can be a little bit inconsistent with the shooting, getting used to the size and length. And I've coached guys who are, you know, some of the greatest guys ever, and they did not shoot great mm-hmm. in their first couple of years in the league. Some of that's just getting used to the NBA game, all the stuff that comes with that. You know, the goal for anybody is if you can be above 35%. You know, Alex shot 45 in the month of December, so, you know, that was a good number. Obviously, that's probably higher than we all shoot overall for the year, but anything 35 and above, eventually you like to get those guys up, eventually in the next year or two, up to 37, 38. And if you can get to 40, that would be terrific.
Oh, yeah. You're a Hall of Famer. All right, so let me ask you this. What's been the dynamic with some of the vets? And who knows how long some of these guys are going to be here. But, you know, the Pools and the Kuzmas, and I know Brogdon's had injuries with the foot and the thumb. And
Valanciunas.
Yeah, Valanciunas. What's been the dynamic with those guys, with the younger guys like Alex?
Those guys have been great. Yeah. First of all, they're ultra professionals. You know, we had Jordan and Kyle already on the team, and those guys have been tremendous since they've been here in terms of leadership and how they work and how they play and the examples. And then Malcolm and Jonas come in, and, you know, those guys are the ultimate professionals. Jonas shows up every day. He's got a long streak of playing games and how he prepares himself to do that. And Malcolm's been a tremendous asset. I know he's had a few injuries, but the stuff that he does behind the scenes mentoring guys has been unbelievable. So, like, those guys have been great. Really have enjoyed having adding those two, and then Jordan and Kyle, which we already have had them before, have been terrific too.
Coach, do those vets have their head on a swivel with the NBA trade deadline roughly a week away? I believe it's February 6th. Or is it just business as usual trying to get out of this losing streak you guys are in?
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff is part of the NBA, and that's stuff that, for us, we just focus on the process and, you know, compartmentalize all that stuff and focus on the task at hand. We all realize that stuff is out there, and that's part of, you know, what makes the NBA interesting. We get that. And that's part of what makes this a big business. But for our job is to prepare the same way every day, get ourselves ready to play, because we got to go perform almost every other day. So we're locked into that. That stuff will always take care of itself. We have trust in, obviously, our management and ownership on what we're doing with that type of stuff. But, you know, for the players and the coaches, we're in there every day trying to get better.
Coach Keefe, I'm curious, you kind of alluded to guys you've coached in the past who maybe didn't shoot the ball great from beyond the arc in their first couple seasons, but then progressed and got better. Can you give me a couple of examples of the guys you coached there? Because I'll admit it, I'm a Bilal Coulibaly skeptic. I think he's a fine player, and he can play really good defense and at times score. But I look at that 3-point percentage, and I'm like, man, he shouldn't be taking threes.
No, understandable from your guys' perspective, but even a guy like Kevin Durant, I think, shot 29% from the 3-point line as a rookie. So, like, that's not abnormal for guys when they first start in the league. And
okay,
you know, we're putting Bilal in a position to be an initiator, a ball handler, and we're seeing him grow developmentally a lot in that area this year, attacking the rim, putting pressure on the rim, and then obviously we give him the best defensive assignment every day. Every game. So the shooting stuff, that stuff, I believe, comes over time. Those things can be worked out as they progress in their career. And the good thing is those guys have great work ethics that are working on that stuff daily. So I believe in the work, and I see that stuff. You guys don't get to see that. I see that stuff every day, and I believe that stuff will happen
as we progress, as we get better over time.
Mm-hmm. You nailed it on KD. Just looked it up. 28.8% his rookie season. Now, his second season jumped to 42%.
Wow.
Yeah, I was there for both years, so I know.
He knows it.
All right, Coach Keefe, good stuff. That's Brian Keefe, Wizards head coach, powered by Verizon. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you. I got tickets for you at the next home game.
Yeah.
I mean, we're the men. Actually, the truth is.
We'll get you guys on the road. We'll get you a flight out to Minnesota. Yeah. Yeah.
So, hey, Coach, we delivered a win with all four of us, but I believe Cakes has been to two games this year. He's 2-0.
I am your ultimate good luck charm, Coach.
Who was it, Charlotte?
Forget about you. We'll take Case only. You guys are out.
Yeah, private jet. Let's go.
Who'd you see? You saw Charlotte
and who?
And
Chicago?
The Nuggs.
And you beat the Nuggets.
The Nuggs.
That's right.
Yeah. Come on, I'm your guy.
Thank you, coach.
Thanks, guys.
And I'm a big Bilal stan too.
He's kind
of
joking.
Many of us.
He's kind of joking, but I bet you he would do it because you know those guys are superstitious.
Oh no, he probably would do.
We're 6-41.
What's that T-Wolves game, Zabby? I might be hitting the road with the Wiz.
You could be like Jerry Glanville's Elvis.
I'll be the team mascot. Yeah. I'll show up G-Wiz right off the plane.
Isn't it tomorrow?
Cakes has delivered a third of their wins.
Yeah, I already got a message from Wizards PR. It said, "See you guys February 10th. No excuses."
Okay.
Oh, here's my excuse. It's got to be on the wood.
I think they know.
I think that's she was listening.
Yeah. But like the sillies.
Yeah,
like the David Fox
like
sillies.
Like 10 seats. Yeah. Like right.
Think about this.
Yeah. Ted's
think about
give
this
up the seat for you.
Yeah. They've played almost 50 games.
Yeah.
Cakes has been to two. And he's been to 33% of their wins.
As Valby said, see wins.
By the same
right
token,
here.
The rest of us, we're still undefeated.
It's true.
So, I mean, I can make the argument. I'm also undefeated. He's two
but
for
he's
two.
Been yeah. to 1/3 of their wins.
That's right. All I do is bring dubs. Just dubs.
All I do is win.
Can you imagine if he delivers
what
a third?
What is February 10th? I don't even know if I'm around.
It's a Monday.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I'm around.
You might be here.
Don't we have a thing on
that's
a
on
Monday?
February 11th.
What is, yeah, we have like
it's a client deal.
Client thing.
Yeah, okay. We have a schmooze. A
I, could do,
thing.
I could do February 10th. I'd take my daughter.
Good.
I hope this schmooze is better than the last schmooze where EB and Cakes and me, we were hanging out at a hotel at National Harbor and just talking to ourselves. Like, come out.
Hey, we met a few people.
I felt like that was good.
Kind of.
I felt like that was good. I still got my reads.
Nah, I didn't get any fresh reads out of it.
Yeah.
I didn't get any new
Did
entrees.
Did you show up to that one? Maybe that's
no,
why.
Maybe
you got
that's why I got no reads. Yeah.
Got no tips.
That's an old score. I'm very disappointed in that. That's an off the record deal here.
Did you ever get a
word
back?
We can't really talk about it.
Did you ever get a word back?
Yeah, but I'm not sure if I believe it.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, we've all had those. Teases. Over
sure.
There.
Yeah. Oh, so many teases.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we're going to switch gears, touching the Hollywood, the music scene. We'll get into the entertainment page next here on The Junkies.